1420 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Mayor Rubin in New York. The House has a speaker finally. Shortly after midnight, 215 Republicans voted for Kevin McCarthy and five voted present. That was enough to give McCarthy the votes he needed. CBS's Willie James in Mon is on Capitol Hill.
It took 5 days and 15 ballots. Republicans elected California's Kevin McCarthy as Speaker of the House early Saturday morning. After the 14th unsuccessful ballot, tensions boiled over. Alabama's Mike Rogers having to be pulled away from Florida's Matt Gaetz and other members who did not vote for McCarthy. As the House was preparing to adjourn, a deal was apparently struck, and Republicans were able to push McCarthy over the top.
University of Virginia political analyst Larry Sabato couldn't believe the fireworks after the 14th round of voting.
We almost saw the representatives come to blows on the floor of the House. It was like we were transported back to the 1850s before the Civil War.
Another Mega Millions drawing and another night without a big winner. No one hit all six numbers and won the $940 million jackpot, but maybe you won a lesser prize. The numbers are...
Our first winning number tonight is 20. That's followed by 63. Up next, we have 46. Your next number is... 59, and your final white ball number for this Friday evening is 3. Now for the mega ball number, that is 13.
And since no one won at all, Tuesday's drawing will be $1.1 billion. A teacher was shot by a six-year-old student in Newport News, Virginia. Police Chief Steve Drew.
There was a gunshot inside the school here at Richneck Elementary. We have an adult female, a teacher, who has been transported to a local hospital where she's undergoing treatment.
Police are investigating where the boy got the gun. Mattresses were removed Friday from the Idaho crime scene as police reveal a digital web of evidence that led them to the alleged killer, Brian Koberger. CBS's Omar Villafranca reports from Moscow, Idaho.
Investigators say they were able to ID Koberger as the owner of a white Hyundai Elantra that was seen speeding from the crime scene, which then led to his cell phone number. In the affidavit, police say they tracked the criminal justice PhD student through his cell phone, and it pinged off towers near the crime scene at least 12 times before the attack.
The FDA approved a new Alzheimer's drug that modestly shows the disease. It's called Leqembi, but the approval is only for patients in the early stages of Alzheimer's. A recent clinical trial suggests it could slow it by 27%. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
If you came across someone struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? Would you notice a 16-year-old boy who got his first job?
Not for extra spending money, but to help feed his little sisters?
Or a mother who's in between jobs and sometimes goes to bed hungry so her kids can have dinner? I am the one in eight Americans who struggle with hunger. I am hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil and natural gas keep going up as the Russia conflict escalates. Get in on the next major oil boom now and help the U.S. with your patriotic investment that can potentially pay you monthly income for up to 20 or more years. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid now, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. Call 800-278-7455. That's 800-278-7455.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m., right before the Sunshine Polka Party Show. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
If you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You
You can say how while you will get a fake tattoo. You can ask with an app if it works for you. You can write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you can write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
Chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You can ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, and the Jed Foundation.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 7 above. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 28. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 29. 31 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 15.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Well, happy Friday. Shabbat Shalom. Juma Mubarak. TGIF. Whatever it is for you, it is the end of the week for us. And for Kevin McCarthy, it's another day of bending over the chair and saying, yes, ma'am, I would like another. It's really weird. It's tragic. It's bizarre. I don't know. We'll get into that in more detail in just a moment. Also, I've got a great clip to share with you of the introduction, the nomination of Hakeem Jeffries yesterday. We'll get to that. Also, George Santos. I've got a George Santos alert for you. We should come up with a music and everything for these things. This is nuts. In the second hour of the program, corporations gave $10 million to election deniers after pledging to cut them off. I've got a list. And the Biden immigration plan, President Biden had a meeting or held a press conference yesterday about immigration. He's going down to the border on Sunday. But he announced some very specific measures to deal with the crisis on the border because Republicans refused to do anything legislatively. In the third hour, the Saudi-backed LIV Golf is using the PGA suit to get data on 9/11 fans. This is a truly bizarre story. And we could lose half our glaciers this century if warming is kept even to 1.5 degrees Celsius, which is, we've already exceeded, actually. We're at 1.7 degrees. So that's going to be a challenge. We'll talk about that. But, basically, and Congressman Pocan was going to be with us today. In fact, he was going to be with us Wednesday, then he was going to be with us Thursday, and then he was going to be with us today. But, if he doesn't show up, then you might end up with Speaker, who knows, Donald Trump. he's got to stay there and vote today. So we'll be, hopefully back to normal next week. But who knows? I mean, it's just another symptom of Congress just frozen. So yesterday, as you'll recall, I went through this historical examination, telling the story of how David Koch back in 1980, running for vice president on the Libertarian ticket, kind of laid out the right-wing billionaire perspective on America and the nature of our government, what our government should be like. And, pretty much in 1980, David Koch was arguing that we should go back to America pre-New Deal. That, when Roosevelt created, the Securities and Exchange Commission, it should just go away. The Food and Drug Administration should just go away. The Environmental Protection Agency should just go away. I may be wrong on some of the details of my list of agencies that he thought should cease to exist. You can read the list in yesterday's Hartman Report. But in any case, yesterday I laid out how you know, certainly many of the Republicans in the House are dancing to the tune of these billionaires who think that our government is way bigger than it should be. You know, government spending represents 20% of the GDP of this country right now. They want to take us back down to around 2 or 3%, which is where we were before Franklin Roosevelt. But there's another possibility, and it doesn't conflict with the one that I just laid out. I mean, it's entirely possible it'll be both. And that other possibility is one that an investigative journalist by the name of Dave Troy, I mentioned this yesterday, he was tweeting about. And his tweet intrigued me. I mean, you know, his tweet, he said, you know, quote, Putin and others in his milieu well remember what Russia defaulting on its debt was like in 1998. Now it seems they feel like it's payback time, as many of them feel that default was something engineered by the U.S. between 89 and 98. And I thought, could it be? I mean, is it possible that some of these Republicans who are refusing to seat Kevin McCarthy are doing so because basically this is prep for basically what's probably going to be June, July, August, maybe even September, probably September, this summer, early fall, when the United States hits the debt ceiling and, you know, they're rehearsing basically how to shut down the government to throw the United States into default. Well, throwing the United States into default would have horrible consequences. I mean, Mark Zandi, who's the chief economist for Moody Analytics, told CBS News that it would instantly, or more or less, wipe out as many as 6 million jobs, destroy $15 trillion in household wealth. Unemployment would spike to 9%. By the way, the unemployment numbers were out this morning. The economy is still doing well. The job wage growth, has basically stalled out. And so that's why the stock market is up today, because all the big corporations are figuring that their employees are not going to be getting more raises going forward, and their profits then will begin to recover, and thus their stock prices go up. But anyhow, that the exact opposite of that would happen if we were to default on our national debt, which we've never done before. We came close to it in 2011, and the effects lingered for 2 years. And those effects, that was 2012 was the re-election of Barack Obama, and that year the Democrats had a real tough time because they got a lot of crap from the Republicans and American voters because of what happened back in the day, because of the crushing the economy essentially. That it happened as a result of freezing the thing. So anyhow, I went through it. So Dave Troy comes out and says, you know, they're doing it to help Putin. I had said yesterday they're doing it to help the billionaires. So I was kind of skeptical of his claim, but I thought I would fact check it. In fact, I told you yesterday that I intended to do that. It took me about an hour to go through, you know, with a search engine, and I've been using Neva, by the way. You should check it out, neva.com. And I plugged in one at a time the names of all 20 of the people who voted no on Kevin McCarthy yesterday. And then also, in addition to their name in quotes, the word Russia in quotes. And, you know, what I found was pretty startling. Andy Biggs voted against legislation to document Russian war crimes in Ukraine, as did Paul Gosar and Scott Perry. Matt Gaetz, Dan Bishop, Paul Gosar, Ralph Norman, and Scott Perry all voted against suspending normal trade relations with Russia and Belarus. Dan Bishop, Matt Gaetz, Andy Biggs, Paul Gosar, Chip Roy all voted against a bill to ban imports of Russian oil and gas. Those four also voted against legislation to strip Russia of most favored nation status by the WTO. Paul Gosar and Matt Rosendale both voted against a resolution that reaffirmed U.S. support for Ukrainian sovereignty. John Brechin is new to Congress, but when he was asked by his hometown paper about whether we should support Ukraine, he said, my position is I would not have voted for funding of war. Michael Cloud tweeted, the Biden administration has ignored a year-long invasion of our southern border, but is considering risking the lives of U.S. soldiers to protect Ukraine's border. Ukraine is thousands of miles away, end quote. Voting against Sweden and Finland joining NATO, a pet Putin peeve, were Michael Cloud, Andy Biggs, Dan Bishop, Lauren Boebert, Matt Gaetz, Bob Good, Ralph Norman, and Chip Roy. And, you know, the list just goes on. I won't bore you with the whole long list. It occupies about half of my op-ed today. But, you know, none of this proves that, you know, Putin's whispering in anybody's ear over in the House Republican caucus. But what it does demonstrate, and why I think Dave Troy's idea is worth taking seriously, what it does demonstrate is that both the billionaires and Putin would benefit, you know, probably are benefiting from this process that is happening right now and will benefit or would benefit if this summer, and, you know, remember, you heard it here first, it'll be, you know, 7 months from now, but if this late summer, early fall, they can actually engineer a default on the U.S. debt for the first time in world history.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
We'll be back on the other side of the break. Stick around. If you choose to believe Google, then all you need to do to surf the internet privately is turn on incognito mode in your browser. And we're supposed to trust big tech with solutions to our online privacy, right? Well, wrong. It doesn't matter what browser mode you use or how often you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider, your ISP, can see every single website you've ever visited, and they can even sell your data to advertisers. That's why I use ExpressVPN to keep my online data secure and private. I never go online without ExpressVPN, because they make sure my ISP and third-party trackers can't see my online activity and location. They do that by rerouting my connection through a secure, encrypted server. So protect your online activity today with the VPN that I trust to keep me private. ExpressVPN is also the fastest and most trusted VPN on the market. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by Business Insider. Visit expressvpn.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you can get an extra 3 months free with a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Tom to learn more.
There's a software solution to every business need, and Capterra.com can help you find yours. Whether you're a startup looking to keep better track of customers, a nonprofit hoping to have a record fundraising year, or a business that simply needs better payroll software, Capterra's got you covered. Capterra has over 400 categories of business software for you to choose from. Anything from email marketing to scheduling to accounting and beyond. Capterra makes it easy to find what you're looking for, with thousands of ratings and reviews from actual software users just like you. Best of all, using Capterra is absolutely free. Capterra connects you with the business software that will help you do what you do better. Visit Capterra.com today and join the millions of people who use Capterra. That's Capterra, C-A-P-T-E-R-R-A.com. Capterra.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders from KFC here with some real news. My delicious world-famous original recipe fried chicken is available at a KFC near you. It has been and will be until the end of time. No matter what's happening in the world, you can trust that my original recipe chicken is always made with 11 herbs and spices. Many unnamed sources agree. It's delicious. Get it at a KFC $10 chicken share and enjoy it with a friend. KFC, it's still finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.05%. But choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Whether you are a history buff, a foodie, or you just want to relax and take in the sights, American Cruise Lines has a little something special for everyone. Louise and I love cruising. Your hotel room goes with you as you visit all kinds of spots. You unpack and pack once. I choose to explore the mighty Mississippi River with American Cruise Lines on this amazing journey. You'll discover Civil War history you've only read about. You'll savor exquisite Cajun cuisine in New Orleans and experience the ultimate roots of rock and roll in Memphis. Or you can choose to explore the beautiful Columbia and Snake Rivers. You'll visit the scenic natural landscape of Multnomah Falls. Louise and I have been there many times. It's absolutely breathtaking. Mount St. Helens, the incredible Columbia River Gorge, where we live, as you retrace the historic steps of Lewis and Clark. Come aboard the newest fleet of American River boats, and these are just top-of-the-line boats. Relax on your private balcony as the crew provides the highest level of personalized service. Request your free cruise guide today at AmericanCruiseLines.com. That's AmericanCruiseLines.com. And welcome back. So Catherine Clark is the House Minority Whip. She's number two. You've got Hakeem Jeffries as the House Minority Leader, and then she is the whip, the person responsible for, you know, what's called whipping votes, you know, making sure, you know, who's going to vote for this, right? Counting votes and all that kind of stuff. And she's from Massachusetts, the 5th District of Massachusetts, Framingham, Cambridge, Medford. And yesterday, she was the person who nominated Hakeem Jeffries. They're going through this process, by the way, right now on the floor, you know, on the House of the floor, the various people being nominated. They're going to hold another vote. But I just, her nomination speech was just breathtaking, and I just wanted to share 2 minutes of it with you. This is Representative Catherine Clark as part of her speech to present Hakeem Jeffries to the House.
When schools and small businesses needed to reopen and the American people wanted vaccines, they said no. When we capped insulin costs for seniors at $35 a month, they said no. When we lowered health care costs and premiums for working families, they said no. When we defended the civil rights of LGBTQ plus Americans, they said no. When we protected lives from senseless gun violence, especially in the wake of the horrors of Buffalo and Uvalde, they said no. When we stood up for women and reproductive freedom, they said no. When we brought manufacturing back to America, they said no. When we answered the urgent call to protect our planet and invest in clean energy and create tens of millions of good-paying jobs, they said no. When we said women deserve equal pay for equal work, they said no. When we said that childcare and paid family leave should be available to every worker in this country, to every family, they said no. When we secured the fundamental right to vote for every single American, they said no. When we stood by our veterans and expanded their access to health care, they said no. When we defended our democracy 2 years ago tomorrow from a tyrannical president, following the January 6th insurrection? They said no.
So there you go, Catherine Clark. You're going to hear more from her, I'm sure. She's filling the shoes, as it were, of Steny Hoyer, who is still in Congress, of course. But he was Nancy Pelosi's whip. He was her right hand man. Meanwhile, George Santos announced last night that he was pleased to have been elected Speaker of the House. And no, I'm just making that up. It makes a certain amount of sense. I mean, now that he's a member of Congress, he hasn't been sworn in yet, but his website, his official congressional website, paid for with your tax dollars up until the time that Congressman Richie Torres, the Democrat from New York, outed all this crazy stuff. I mean, he took screenshots of George Santos's website and posted them on Twitter. But causing Santos to take down the website. But up until that point, Santos's official congressional website said that he had voted on December 23rd against the omnibus bill. Right? He claimed that he voted no on the omnibus bill when he wasn't even in Congress on December 23rd. He was just a guy. I mean, you know, he'd been elected to Congress, but he wasn't. He gets sworn in on January, 3rd or 5th or 6th or whatever it is. So here he is. He also, his website claimed he made another five roll call votes, and his website said that he was sworn in last Tuesday. And he has not yet been sworn in yet. So it's like, you know, I don't know. I shared with you yesterday the meme that I had retweeted that, you know, Andy Biggs couldn't get the votes. Kevin McCarthy can't get the votes. It's time for that World War II veteran and Nobel Prize winning physician George Santos to step forward and lead the Republican Party. And in many ways, he's actually the perfect avatar for the Republican Party, because the Republican Party has been running on lies since 1980, since Reagan was elected and promised us that if we just did one simple thing, drop the top tax rate on billionaires from 74% down to 28%, if we would just do that one thing, the American middle class would prosper, all that wealth would trickle down to everybody else, and things would be wonderful. And here we are, 42 years later, 43 years later, and Republicans are still selling that same lie. So, I mean, you know, George Santos shouldn't surprise us in the least. Anyhow, all that said, it's Anything Goes Friday. I'll pick up your phone calls on the other side of this break.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Occupying the media 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, right here. I'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered.
Light the lamp.
Go! Captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
After I came home from Iraq, I could still hear the booms. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
DAV helps veterans get the benefits they've earned.
Thanks to DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy skies overnight with lows around 7 above. Northerly winds around 5 miles per hour. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, highs around 28. Lows dip down to about 9 above. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy. Partly cloudy skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 29. 31 Monday.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 15.
The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
Stories come to life at your local parks and forests. They're places of wonder, and they're closer than you think. Make the forest part of your story today at a local park near you, or find one at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Today is the second anniversary of January 6th, by the way, and a commemoration was held on the steps of the Capitol building this morning, where all of Congress, all of the members of the House and Senate were supposed to be there to honor the Capitol Police, the 140 Capitol Police officers who were injured, who were hospitalized so because their injuries were so severe, and the five who died. And they called their names, and in fact, the one of the police officer's two little kids came forward and said his name into the microphone. Only one Republican bothered to show up for that. That was Congressman Brian Fitzpatrick. That's it. That tells you absolutely everything you need to know about today's GOP. Only one. So, anyhow, anything goes Friday, picking up your calls. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Yes, Tom, you kind of took my thunder. I was wondering, what should Biden's backup plan be when you're talking about going through the debt ceiling? I was thinking, fine, declare a war on them, Marjorie Taylor Greene and all of them.
Yeah.
Just start indicting them, or just say martial law, there'll be no elections.
No, I don't
because
think so.
They're going through the debt ceiling, Tom. These guys, because they're going to be nasty.
Yeah.
You know what's even funnier?
What?
The girl that took Azinger's spot, she's one of the 20.
The elected official who replaced Kinzinger from Illinois.
Right. Yeah. She's voted against putting him in office. You know what's funny about that, Tom?
No.
You think they learned their lesson in Illinois.
Yeah, you would think.
They just got their heads kicked in.
You would think. Okay, so in response to your question, Russ, and this is going to be a hot issue, like I said, at the end of the summer here, what should we do when the Republicans try to hold our country hostage with the debt ceiling? This is the 14th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States. It was ratified on July 9th, 1868, and this is Section 4 of it. And it says, and so this is the Constitution. This is the supreme law of the land. So any law that Congress passed, like a law that specifies a debt ceiling, which was passed in the 1950s, has to be subordinate to this, because this is the Constitution. Quote, "The validity of the public debt of the United States authorized by law, including debts incurred for payment of pensions and bounties for services in suppressing insurrection or rebellion, shall not be questioned." So, if our public debt shall not be questioned, then Congress can't hold our public debt hostage. I would argue, Russ, that what President Biden should do is he should step forward and say, I am going to order the Treasury Department to continue to write checks and continue to pay bills, and we are going to ignore this phony baloney debt ceiling that Congress passed back in the 50s, that we've been doing this kabuki theater around ever since, because it is simply and purely unconstitutional. And then, just order the Treasury Department to continue paying checks and let the Republicans take it to the Supreme Court. And I don't see how, given how clear and unambiguous the 14th Amendment is, the Supreme Court how they could, legally or appropriately defy that. Now, that said, obviously, we've got six partisan Republicans on the court. And, I think predictably at least three or four of them will do everything they can to cripple the Biden administration and maybe even destroy the United States in an effort to bring us to a strongman rule, to bring back kind of the Trump era. But that's what I would do, Russ. And I think that's the way to do it. Russ, thanks for the call. Mike in Lomita, California. Hey, Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Tom. Happy holidays.
Thank you.
And just wanted to follow up on a conversation around the 11th day of Christmas about dogs and communication with humans.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to offer some empirical proof that such a thing exists. For instance, over the centuries before modern transportation and rescue techniques were involved, many a pilgrim found himself about to die on the great St. Bernard Pass and prayed to God for salvation and was answered by a dog. Mm-hmm. Best of these was Barry the Great. He's credited with saving 59 lives. And if it wasn't telepathy, how did the dogs know where to go?
Exactly. Exactly. Well, and you know, I recall back, geez, this was probably 10, 15 years ago, we did a Geeky Science. Some lab someplace had done an analysis of dog brain activity when the dogs were seeing different animals, including humans. And what they found was that there's a particular way dogs' brains light up when they see other dogs. And then there's a very different way that their brains light up when they see animals that are not dogs. And when they see humans, their brains light up the same way that they do when they see other dogs. In other words, dogs think that we're just giant dogs. And cats think that we're just giant cats. Apparently, that's the definition of domestication. A domesticated animal is an animal that thinks that humans are its species. And so, you know, when your dog is looking at you lovingly, he's thinking that you're mom or dad. And the same thing with your cat. I think it's fascinating.
It's been a great problem around here because we have St. Bernard, and when you're trying to step over them, you're concentrating on where to put your foot that you're not going to break their leg or, you know, knock yourself
big
over.
Dogs.
And just as you're stepping, when they're young and you haven't trained them out of it, their paw will go straight to where you're aiming your foot. And then you have to do a very abrupt and awkward reconfiguration of your movement.
Yeah, because they're anticipating your movement. Yeah, we had a great Pyrenees many, many years ago. They're, you know, another big dog, and which was an amazing dog. But, the St. Bernards are incredible. Mike, I got to move along, but thank you for the call, and it's always nice talking dogs. Jeannie in Birmingham, Alabama. Hey, Jeannie, what's on your mind this morning?
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Happy Friday.
I know... thank you. I know you watched on Vice TV while the rest of us die, and you read the book, The Raven Rock, which pretty much explains our past, present, and future. What do you think about that, Tom?
I have not watched that TV show, and I have not read that book.
Well, you should,
because
it explains everything.
All right. Well, I'm sorry I can't comment on it, Jeannie, because I don't know what you're talking
about. And our future.
Do you want to give us a 3 or 4 sentence summary, or shall I?
Sure. I pretty much 50 years of my life I spent working in the gaming industry in Vegas and Mayfield Heights, Ohio. Mm-hmm. I was the only female member there. Mm-hmm. So I opened up a bar upstate in the Catskills, and I needed, after spending a couple hundred thousand, I needed my liquor license. So I flew to Vegas, and I spoke to Arthur Salmon, Resnick, Spilotro, Piccolo, and Rosenthal, and Salerno. And 2 weeks later, I had my liquor license in New York.
Mm-hmm.
So I understand illegal political.
Oh, interesting. Was that Salerno? Was that Tony Salerno, the crime family?
Yeah.
Amazing.
These guys were my friends, of course.
So the mafia.
Anyway,
okay.
Whatever. Basically, I understand illegal, legal, political, organized crime quite well.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's basically what the Raven Rock book explains, and Vice TV, While the Rest of Us Die.
Interesting. I'll have to check it out. Jeannie, thank you for that, and thanks for the heads up on those things, and thanks for the call. Tom in Mossy Head, Florida. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, this is just a follow-up. I'm the beer and barbecue guy trying to switch over the Republicans. Do you remember talking to me?
Yeah,
guess what, it's working.
Tell me about it.
A couple other non-Neanderthals got together and came over to my house, and we sat and talked, and you know, I brought up on the internet the greatest things Trump's ever done, and then the thing right below it from Politico saying what really happened. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, the great part of it is here's my philosophy on it, the way the Republicans are right now. You get more than two or three of them together, and I'm not a psychiatrist, but they get into that riot frame of mind. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else you call it, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, and so anyway, I've kind of started a little movement. I'm not looking for any donations or anything, but
it's interesting. So you're deprogramming Republicans, basically, is what you're doing, Tom.
I think I am. I mean, is that bad?
No, I think that's a noble effort. You know, deprogramming them out of the cult. I'm just impressed that you have friends who are Republicans who are willing to submit to being deprogrammed.
Well, like I said, when I got them one-on-one, yeah, they talk sense.
Yeah.
And you get the same ones with three or four together, and they talk the crazy crap again.
Yeah, well, you know, it's sort of like trying to debate, at a certain level, it's trying to debate with somebody who's, you know, trying to convince them that their favorite baseball team is actually a bunch of losers. It's like there's this kind of team, tribal, you know what I'm talking about, mentality. So, well, Tom, keep up the great work and you know, keep us up to date on how it's going, okay?
Yeah, as long as I got beer and barbecue, I think I got them.
There you go. Okay, well, good luck, Tom. And you're an example worth emulating. Thanks for sharing the story with us. It's 45 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with more of your calls on this Anything Goes Friday in just a moment.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
Hi, Tom Hartman here. My Hidden History series includes 10 timely and paramount books that break down some of the biggest issues of today. The first is The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment, where I look at the real history of guns in America, had to do with slave patrols, and what we can do to limit both their lethal impact and the power of the NRA. The next is The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America, where I lay out how Ronald Reagan and Richard Nixon both committed treason to become president just to put right-wingers on the Supreme Court and how the Supreme Court paid them back. The third is The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, where we look at how Hillary Clinton actually won the last election and common sense things that people can do to reclaim their rights to vote. Coming this fall is The Hidden History of Monopolies, How Big Business Destroyed the American Dream. And next spring you'll see The Hidden History of Oligarchy, The Rise of the Hard Right. That's the Hidden History series by yours truly, Tom Hartman, available wherever fine books are sold. Hey, my new book, The Hidden History of the War on Voting, Who Stole Your Vote and How to Get It Back, is arriving in bookstores on February 10th. I cover how the heartbeat of democracy depends on the vote. This book goes in depth on the racist legacy of our vote and the unique struggles of women and Native Americans. In part two, there's a deep dive into the economic royalists' modern war on voting. And part three is the solutions, how we get out there and get active. Pre-order now at any fine bookstore. I'm also on the road with a book tour for The Hidden History of Voting. Join me on Monday, February 17th in San Francisco for the Berkeley Arts and Letters Series. On Wednesday, February 19th at Town Hall, Seattle. Sunday, February 23rd for the Blue State Ball in Minneapolis. On Friday, February 28th at Powell's in Portland. And Sunday, March 1st in Chicago. More information is available at tomhartman.com. This book is the third in the series after The Hidden History of Guns and the Second Amendment and The Hidden History of the Supreme Court and the Betrayal of America. Order your copy now, The Hidden History of the War on Voting.
In the foreword to Tom Hartman's book, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late, renowned author Joseph Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work, offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio, and tag your it. Well, the Kevin McCarthy spanking continues. He just lost the 12th vote. They nominated again a couple of placeholders, Jordan and Hearn. Jordan has three votes, Hearn has two. One of the Republicans had to fly back to Colorado to have surgery, some non-emergency but pre-scheduled surgery, and so he took off and said, "I'm out of here," which reduced the number of votes that Kevin couldn't afford to lose from 6 to 5. And right now, Jordan and Hearn have 5 votes between the two of them. So McCarthy has lost another vote. It's amazing. I mean, it's just on, yes, ma'am, I'll take another. Jackie in Port Townsend, Washington. Hey, Jackie, what's up?
Well, I have an idea for who could be Speaker of the House that maybe Democrats could vote for. Okay. Ryan Fitzpatrick, District 1 in Pennsylvania, who showed up to honor the police today on the steps, as you
right,
mentioned.
He's the only Republican.
I'm just going to list some of the things. I'm big on voting records, and I called you a couple times before the election talking about it. Things that he has voted for: Paycheck Fairness Act, removing the deadline for ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment, bipartisan background checks, Infant Formula Supplemental Appropriations Act, National Commission to Investigate the January 6th attacks, condemning QAnon, workplace violence prevention for healthcare and social Service Workers Act, Lower Drug Cost Act now, Expanding Access to Sustainable Energy Act, Climate Action Now, Raising the Wage Act, Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act.
This is impressive. Why is this guy still
the right
a Republican?
To organize. Pardon me?
Why is this guy still a Republican if he's voting for all these Democratic bills?
Well, he still votes badly on a lot of stuff.
Uh-huh.
I hate to throw a monkey wrench in his life, but he's not supported by the NRA, and he's just not all bad.
Yeah.
He votes for the people in a lot of areas.
He sounds like an Eisenhower
Republican. Yeah, and then now today, it even makes me feel better when he showed up on the steps of the Capitol.
Yeah.
So Just an idea.
Yeah, it is. It's a good one. I think Matt Gaetz said yesterday that if the Democrats were to vote for any Republican, he would resign from Congress. I think the Democrats should vote for a Republican just to make that happen, you know? But, you know, Gaetz is right up there with Santos in terms of not being a credible source. Jackie, thank you. Thanks for the call, and thanks for sharing that information. I did not know that. I'm very, very glad to know that. Ike in Charleston, South Carolina. Hey, Ike, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, nothing but blue skies and beautiful weather down here.
Oh, that's nice.
And now I know why the title, She Who Must Be Obeyed, always uses the word dog when she addresses me. That makes me feel better.
Oh, okay.
Listen, I've got an idea and then I got a question.
Sure.
This is my idea. I think they need to pass legislation that states that when this happens again, the next time they have to elect a speaker, the majority party has 48 hours to elect a speaker. And if they can't do it in 48 hours, and at that point, you got two choices. You could go either way. You could make the last speaker, put them back in the seat, which I know they'd hate seeing Nancy get back up there, or the last speaker of the majority party that held that position, bring them back and put them in the seat. But give them 48 hours. They can vote as many times as they want. And look at the bright side. Jeffries has won 11 times now.
Right.
You know, this guy's been, you know, on the Democratic side. And the question I've got for you is this. If I were McCartney, and this is my idea,
mm-hmm.
He can promise these people anything they want to hear. Can he?
He can.
Yeah, I'll give you this
he
committee.
Can.
You know,
and he doesn't have to keep the promise, and that's what they're worried about. But I'm looking through my pocket constitution here while we're talking, because I was looking for the specific, and I don't recall exactly where it was. I thought it was in Article 1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, here it is. The House of Representatives shall choose their speaker and other officers and shall have the sole power of impeachment. Huh. I thought it said that they shall choose their speaker by majority vote. It doesn't say that. It says the House of Representatives shall choose their speaker.
Kind of vague.
Yeah, well, what that means is that, because I was going to say, no, they can't do that because the Constitution says it has to be a majority. And that was my recollection.
Yeah.
But I'm not seeing the word majority in here, so it must be House rules that are mandating that. 218. I need to do a little more research on this one here, Ike. I thought I knew what I was talking about, and I might not.
Well, my suggestion is McCarthy, promise whatever they want, and as soon as you got the gavel in your hand, walk up to them wherever they're sitting and say, by the way, you got no committees, you got nothing, and make sure you got you've got the smallest office in the basement now. Vacate the floor.
Yeah,
not to mention, one other question. Are they legally required to be able to get up on the House floor and make a speech or any kind of comments, or can they be shut down?
Who's they?
These rabble-rousers that were trying to destroy our whole political process. I'm thinking they get enough on Twitter. Why should we even let them speak on the floor at all?
Yeah, well, we don't have a say over that. That's up to the Speaker of the House and you know, who's ever controlling the House at the time. But I think your point, Ike, that they're all pursuing their personal brands to the detriment of our country is an important one. Ike, thanks a lot for the call. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Remember the last time you had two great nights sleep in a row? Still thinking? Cozy Earth was founded to help transform lives by offering the softest, most luxurious, and responsibly sourced bedding in the world. 13 years and over 5,000 five-star reviews later, they've never wavered on that promise. That's one reason why Cozy Earth is the brand that has made Oprah's favorite things list 5 years in a row. Another is their luxury materials, including the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Cozy Earth bedding is super soft, lightweight, and temperature regulating, so you sleep more comfortably year-round. Whether it's their luxury sheets, loungewear, and pajamas, or their new bath collection, you'll love shopping at Cozy Earth. And be sure to also check out their limited edition linen bamboo bedding collection. Plus, every bedding item comes in a beautiful reusable canvas tote. Go to CozyEarth.com.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by
WFHR, NHTSA and Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your